Well, let's go ahead and open in prayer. We're going to ask for the Lord's blessing upon our time together this morning. We need the Lord, don't we? We need Him. So let's pray. Father, we come before You in the name of Jesus. And I do thank You, Lord, that You have been with us. Lord, You're never, ever unfaithful. Lord, You promised to be faithful to us even when we're not. And so we thank You that, Lord, You have been with us. Lord, I thank You for Brother Jaime's family that traveled in from Texas, that they came in safely. We do ask that You would bless them, Lord, as being here this morning. And I do ask that, Lord, most of all, Your presence would be here in a very special way. Lord, we need Your presence. Lord, without You, we're nothing. And so we ask that You would have Your way today, especially as we continue our study on the book of Revelation. Lord, we pray that You would enlighten our minds. Give us understanding, we pray. And we pray that most of all, that Lord Jesus, You would be glorified here in our midst. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen. 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 Well, we've been studying the book of Revelation. In Spanish, it's called Apocalipsis. Is that the word in Spanish? Están estudiando Apocalipsis. And this book is very interesting. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot within the book of Revelation. Hay mucho que están en ese libro. But this book is something we need to pray about because it concerns the last days. It concerns the coming of Jesus. And we must understand what is going to happen in the last days. And so we've been covering the last part we covered in your notes are the seven actors, siete personas. How do you say actors in Spanish? Actores. And el siete años de tribulación. Pero hay siete actores. There are seven actors in the book of Revelation, and they are these. First, is the woman that represented Israel. Es la mujer que representar Israel. Israel es el nación que, how do you say, where Jesus would be born. Come up here, Jaime, Brother Jaime, help me out. He's going to help me out. That'll be a big, big help because I'm trying. I can understand it, but I'm not able to speak it too well. But the woman,
la mujer,
represents Israel.
Representa Israel.
Israel is the nation through which Christ would come into the world.
Israel es la nación por la que Jesús va a entrar a este mundo.
Satan himself,
Satanás mismo,
has the desire to destroy anything that represents Christ.
Tiene el deseo de cualquier manera destruir a Israel o lo que salga de Israel.
And when this woman was about to give birth to this man-child,
cuando esta mujer que va a dar luz a este niño de luz,
the dragon,
el dragón,
that represents Satan,
que representa Satanás,
was there ready to devour this child.
Está listo para destrozar, para destruir a este niño.
History tells us,
la historia nos dice,
that King Herod,
que el rey Herod,
wanted to destroy Jesus as a young child.
Quería destruir a Jesús desde que estaba chico.
In Bethlehem,
en Bethlehem,
Herod killed every child 2 years and younger.
Herod mató a todos los niños que eran de 2 años o menores.
Because he wanted to kill the Messiah.
Porque quería matar al Mesías.
And what we see in Revelation chapter 12,
lo que vemos en el libro de Revelación, libro 12,
with the woman,
con la mujer,
and the dragon,
y el dragón,
and this man-child,
y este niño,
was the story being played out through all history.
Era la historia que se ha jugado toda esta historia.
Satan hates Jesus Christ.
El diablo, Satanás, odia a Jesucristo.
And Satan wants to destroy you.
Y Satanás quiere destruirte a ti.
Why would he want to destroy us? Because we are Christians.
Somos cristianos.
We are his.
Somos de él.
Satan hates you.
Satanás te odia.
He doesn't love you. He wants to destroy you. In the same way he wanted to destroy Jesus Christ when he was born, he wants to destroy us. But because he could not destroy Christ, Satan would ultimately would have to be cast out of heaven. And in these last days, Satan will be cast out of heaven. And he will be full of wrath. Because he knows that his time is short. Michael, the angel Michael, along with other angels, had war with the devil and cast him out of heaven. And at that time, Satan will be full of wrath towards humanity because he knows that his time is short. Satan knows the Bible.
Satanás sabe la Biblia.
And he knows that his time is going to end.
Él sabe que su tiempo va a terminar.
But for reasons that we don't fully understand,
por razones que uno como humano no entiende,
Satan is allowed
Satanás ha permitido
to have action to work within the world until that time.
Ha permitido tener acción y trabajar con el mundo de ese tiempo.
Because he can't destroy Christ,
no pudo destruir a Jesucristo,
he will begin to go and attack Israel,
va a ir y va a destruir a Israel
or the remnant of her seed.
O lo que salga de Israel.
That means that Satan will try to destroy Israel.
Eso quiere decir que Satanás va a tratar y va a seguir tratando de destruir Israel.
Because he could not destroy Christ. So he will try to destroy Israel. There are times that we hear in the news of those in
Islam
that they make statements that they want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And this is because he hates Israel. The remnant of her seed.
Lo que salga, lo que sea de su semilla.
Along with that,
con eso mismo,
not only does he hate the remnant of her seed, talking about the Jews,
no nomás odia lo que es la semilla,
he also hates Christians.
También odia los cristianos.
Because we are believers in Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
Porque los cristianos somos creyentes del Jesucristo.
And so he will go after the remnant of the seed of the woman.
So por eso va junto, por eso va contra la semilla de Israel, sale de Israel.
Chapter 13 in the book of Revelation,
el libro 13 de Revelaciones,
brings out the final two actors of the tribulation period.
Trae lo último de los actores.
These two actors first are, number one, the beast out of the sea.
Estos dos actores, uno es la bestia del océano, del mar.
This beast represents the final world dictator or the Antichrist.
Esta bestia representa el último dictador o el anticristo.
The Antichrist will be possessed of the devil.
El anticristo va a ser posesado por el diablo.
He will be able to do things no other man has ever done in all history past.
Va a poder hacer cosas que no otro hombre haya hecho en el mundo.
The Bible says that the whole world will wander after the beast.
Dice la Biblia que todo el mundo va a ir acerca de él, de todas las maravillas que él está haciendo.
They will say, "Who is like this man?
Van a decir, ¿quién es como este hombre?
Can anyone make war with him?
¿Alguien puede hacer guerras contra él?
They will say, "There is no one that can compare to him."
No hay nadie que se pueda comparar a él.
The Jews will at first believe that he is their Messiah. They will think the Messiah has come. Do you see, the Antichrist is going to give them the ability to rebuild the temple in Israel. And in that temple, they will begin to do their sacrifices all over again. The Jews are looking forward to that day. They want to worship God that way. In a temple. With temple sacrifices. But they're forgetting one important thing. All of the things that were done in the Old Testament temple was pointing to the coming of Jesus Christ. All the sacrifices, all the lambs that were slain represented Jesus.
Todos los sacrificios, todos los borregos que mataron en ese tiempo representan a Jesucristo.
And so the Jews missed the first coming of Jesus.
Los judíos fallan a la primera venida de Jesucristo.
Not all Jews,
no todos los judíos,
but a lot of them did.
Pero muchos de ellos.
And until this day, there's a blindness over their eyes.
Hasta este día, hay una venda sobre sus ojos.
Thank God for the few that are getting saved today.
Gracias a Dios por los pocos judíos que se han estado salvando en estos días.
But for a while, they will believe that the Antichrist is the Messiah.
Pero por un tiempo, ellos van a pensar que el anticristo va a ser el maestro Jesucristo.
Islam is looking for the day that there will come what is called the 12th Imam.
Está esperando por el día que va a venir, que es el día de los...
The 12th Imam.
Los 12 imams.
They believe that he is going to be...
Ellos creen que este día va a ser...
That he is going to be the one that will make Islam to be the religion of the whole world.
Que él va a ser el que va a ser la religión de todo el mundo.
They believe that he will give them victory over all Israel.
Ellos van a creer que él les va a dar victoria sobre todo Israel.
But somehow the Antichrist will bring peace between the religion of the Jews and the religion of Islam.
Pero de una manera u otra, el anticristo va a traer paz contra el Israel y el islamismo.
Islam and Israel both have Abraham as their father.
Islam y Israel tienen a Abraham como su padre.
And many believe that that may be part or one of the ways that the Antichrist will bring peace between Israel and the Arabs.
Y ellos creen que de esa manera ellos van a traer paz.
However, the Antichrist is going to destroy the covenant that he made with Israel after 3.5 years of the tribulation period.
De esa manera, como quiera, el anticristo va a destruir el pacto que hizo contra Israel en 3 años y medio.
The tribulation period is 7 years long.
La tribulación va a ser de 7 años.
3.5 years and 3.5 years.
Tres y medio y tres y medio.
The first 3.5 years will seemingly be peaceful for Israel.
Los primeros 3 años y medio va a ser paz en Israel.
But then the Antichrist will break his covenant with Israel.
Pero el anticristo va a romper ese pacto contra Israel.
And then the Antichrist will try to destroy the Jews. That's why Jesus called that period the Great Tribulation.
Por eso Dios Jesucristo nombró ese periodo,
the Great Tribulation.
La Gran Tribulación.
At this time,
este tiempo,
the Jews will realize
los judíos van a realizar
that the Antichrist was not the Messiah.
Que el anticristo no era el maestro.
And they will humble themselves.
Ellos se van a humillar.
The Bible says the spirit of grace and supplication will fall upon the nation of Israel.
La Biblia dice que el espíritu de humillación y de gracias va a caer sobre ellos.
And they will begin to cry out to God.
Ellos van a llorar a Dios.
They will weep.
Van a llorar.
They will repent of their sins. And they will begin to cry out to God for the Messiah that they missed. The book of Zechariah says that they will look upon him whom they pierced. That they pierced, that they cut, that they put the nails through his hands. There we go. And they will begin to welcome Jesus into their hearts and into their lives. The book of Romans chapter 11 says that all Israel shall be saved. God is going to use the tribulation period to save His own people, Israel. But not only Israel, many, many peoples from all around the world will get saved as well.
Pero mucha, mucha gente todo alrededor del mundo va a salvarse.
It's going to be difficult times.
Va a ser difícil, tiempos difíciles.
The Antichrist is going to rule the world with an iron fist, so to say.
El anticristo va a apoderarse del mundo como con un puño de hierro.
Many Christians during that time will be put to death.
Muchos cristianos durante ese tiempo van a morir.
But thank God, they will enjoy eternal life with God forever.
Pero gracias a Dios que van a glorificarse de vida eterna con Dios.
The seventh character
el séptimo característico
is the beast out of the earth. And this is the false prophet or the religious leader of the world. He will do miracles in the presence of the Antichrist. The world will say, wow. They're going to say, no one can do nothing like that. They're going to create a statue of the Antichrist.
Van a hacer una estatua del anticristo.
And he's going to bring life to it.
Y le va a dar vida a la estatua.
Wow.
Wow.
Deceptive.
Engaño.
It's going to be horrible.
Va a ser horrible.
But thank God
gracias a Dios
that the gospel will be proclaimed during the tribulation period.
Que la palabra de Dios va a ser proclamada durante la tribulación.
The world is being prepared.
El mundo ha estado preparándose
right now.
Los han estado preparando ahorita mismo
for the coming of these characters.
Por la venida de estos actores.
With the internet today, the world is connected.
Con el internet en estos días, el mundo está conectado.
There are database systems in the world today
hay muchos sistemas en este día
that has all the information about all of us.
Tiene la información de todos nosotros.
Our name.
Nombre.
Our social security numbers.
Seguro social.
Our credit.
Crédito.
They've got everything about us.
Todo de nosotros.
And it's all kind of being used to fashion the time when the Antichrist comes.
Y está todo usando de una manera o de otra para prepararnos y para preparar el mundo del Anticristo.
The currency of the world, the money of the world, is unstable.
Está no está muy sostenible.
There we go. And they're looking for a way to be able to bring all of this money together under a one world currency, a one world monetary system. Right now it's not happening.
Ahorita mismo no está pasando.
But when the false prophet and the Antichrist are here,
pero cuando el falso profeta y el anticristo esté aquí,
they will begin to bring out a one world currency.
Van a venir y van a traer un mundo, un dinero para todo el mundo.
It won't be green dollar bills.
No va a ser billetes verdes.
But it's going to be a mark.
Pero va a ser una marca.
On the right hand or on the forehead.
En la mano derecha o en la frente.
And that will be the mark of the beast.
Y esa va a ser la marca de la bestia.
Everyone.
Todos.
Small.
Chicos.
Tall.
Grandes.
Rich.
Ricos.
Poor.
Pobres.
Will be told that they cannot buy or sell unless they have this mark.
No van a poder comprar, no van a poder vender sin esa marca.
But the warning here is this.
Pero la advertencia aquí es,
whoever gets the mark of the beast,
quien agarra la marca de la bestia,
will not be able to repent or be saved afterwards.
No va a poder arrepentirse o ser salvo después de
eso. We don't know why.
¿Por qué?
But they will not be able to be saved once they get the mark of the beast.
No van a poder salvos en cuanto agarren esa marca.
Some believe that there may be a form of mind control along or attached to this mark.
Unos piensan que ya agarrando esa marca va a ser un tipo de control con su mente.
There is technology right now.
Hay tecnología ahorita mismo.
Where chips can be embedded in the skin.
Donde los microchips pueden ser implantados en su piel.
Through that chip,
por ese chip,
all the information that needs to be known is there.
Toda la información que se necesita saber está ahí.
You can't lose a chip if it's under your skin.
No lo puede perder si está en su piel, ¿no?
It's there.
Está ahí.
But this, whatever it is, this mark of the beast,
pero este sello, lo que sea,
once it is received,
ya cuando lo reciba,
it will damn their soul to an eternal hell.
Destruirá tu alma a un perdicio eternal.
The mark of the beast, we don't know what it will be.
La marca de la bestia, no sabemos qué va a ser.
But it will come because the scripture describes it here.
Pero va a venir porque la palabra de Dios dice.
And so we must warn our children that are not saved.
Tenemos que advertir a nuestros hijos que eso no es,
that aren't saved. Did you say that?
Que no son, que eso no es,
salvo.
There's another word for it.
Those that are not saved.
Que no va a ser una obra buena aceptar eso.
Yeah. Tell your cousins.
Dile a tus primos.
Brothers.
Hermanos.
Sisters.
Hermanas.
Aunts.
Tus tías.
Uncles.
Tíos.
Grandparents.
Abuelos.
We must be ready.
Tenemos que estar listos.
The tribulation is coming.
La tribulación va a venir.
We can be saved beforehand.
Podemos ser salvos antes de que llegue.
And we don't have to go through the tribulation period.
No tenemos que ir por la tribulación.
We don't have to fear.
Tenemos que tener miedo.
We're saved.
Somos salvados.
Washed in the blood.
Lavados en la sangre.
And we don't have to fear.
No tenemos que tener miedo.
Amen. These are the actors of the tribulation period.
Estos son los actores de la tribulación.
Now,
ahora,
this picture shows kind of what it's shows everything in written form in a picture.
Esta foto es una descripción de todo lo que se dice en la escritura.
This is the beast coming out of the sea.
Esta es la bestia que viene del mar.
The Antichrist.
Anticristo.
It's got feet of a bear.
Tiene pies de oso.
The body of a lion. I mean a leopard.
El cuerpo de un leopardo.
Mouths of a lion.
Boca de un león.
10 horns.
With cuernos.
This is the dragon.
Este es el dragón.
Gives power to the beast.
Le da poder a la bestia.
You kind of see it here. Look at his hand and the. He's kind of giving power to the beast. This is the beast coming out of the earth.
Esta es la bestia que está saliendo de la tierra.
The false prophet.
El falso profeta.
And he is going to do miraculous things.
Va a hacer maravillas.
In the presence of the Antichrist.
En la presencia del Anticristo.
And the whole world will follow the beast.
Y todo el mundo va a seguir la bestia.
They will get the mark on their foreheads.
Van a agarrar la marca en la frente.
And sadly, it'll be the case of many.
Y triste va a ser la historia de muchos.
But thankfully, many will still be saved during that time.
Pero gracias y ojalá y que muchos van a ser salvos en ese tiempo también.
Chapter 12, as we saw before,
Libro 12, como vimos antes,
describes the characters of the period. It's really numbers 1 through 5.
Describe a todos los característicos de este.
Chapter 13 deals with the rulers of the period.
El libro 13 habla de los
the rulers. That's a hard one. The rulers.
Los gobernantes.
Gobernantes.
Hey, that sounds good.
Los maestros, los que ordenan.
They will be the rulers. In chapter 14,
el libro 14
deals with the triumph of Christ
habla del triunfo de Cristo
and the judgment of the wicked.
Y el, juicio del pecado.
Let's read chapter 14 real fast.
What is it?
Chapter 14.
Vamos a leer el libro 14.
And it describes beginning, or the beginning part describes the 144,000 here with the Lamb.
Al principio describe los 144,000.
Why do we don't do it? Maybe read one verse and you read the other one in Spanish. Maybe one at a time.
¿Es en español,
no?
Libro 14, libro de Apocalipsis.
Yeah, verse 1.
Apocalipsis 14, versículo 1. Versículo 1. No,
she
can just follow.
Okay. Okay, it says in chapter 14, verse 1, And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having his father's name written in their foreheads. These are the 144,000 sealed Jews. There's going to be 144,000 Jews that will be saved in the tribulation period, the first part. Verse 2 says, And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of great thunder, the voice of and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. This is an amazing description of these Jews.
Es una descripción maravillante de los judíos.
They're very holy.
Son muy, muy santos.
They follow Jesus wherever he goes.
Ellos siguen a Jesús donde ellos vayan.
Now verse 6,
el versículo 6
begins to introduce three messages that angels will proclaim during the tribulation period.
Three messages. Tres mensajes.
Beginning in verse 6, let's read those together. It says, "And I heard another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them who dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to Him. For the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth and sea and the fountains of water." The first message of this angel is the everlasting gospel. Angels will preach the gospel at this time.
Ángeles van a predicar la palabra de Dios a este tiempo.
No one can say,
no, nadie puede decir,
I never heard the gospel.
Nunca puedo oír la palabra de Dios.
For in that time,
porque en ese tiempo,
all will hear.
Todos lo oirán.
We don't know how.
No sabemos cómo.
Maybe through television.
A lo mejor por televisión.
Maybe the internet.
El internet.
However,
sea,
everyone will hear the message of this angel.
Todos oirán el mensaje de este ángel.
God loves people so much,
Dios ama la humanidad mucho,
that even in the midst of all this chaos,
que por medio de todo esto de perdición,
God,
Dios,
will preach the gospel or bring the gospel to them through the angels.
Traerá el mensaje de él por medio de los ángeles.
Verse 8 brings out the message of the second angel. It says, "And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." This angel proclaims a message about Babylon.
Este ángel proclama la... el mensaje de Babilón.
This is describing the literal city of Babylon.
Esto está describiendo la ciudad de Babilón.
There is talk even now.
There's what?
Talk.
Hay palabra ahora mismo.
Among the nations in Saudi Arabia.
Sobre todas las naciones y Saudi Arabia.
And they are talking about rebuilding the city of Babylon.
Están hablando de hacer la ciudad de Babilón otra vez.
Babylon in history,
Babilonia en la historia,
was the nation,
fue la nación,
from where all false teaching came from.
Donde todo la mentira de todo el falso comenzó.
Babylonia describes the seat, the center,
describe el centro
of all false teaching,
de toda la corrupción,
error,
errores,
heresy.
It's heresy.
Bad stuff.
Cosas malas, cosas malas.
The name Babylon means confusion.
El nombre de Babilonia quiere decir confusión.
Remember in the Old Testament,
¿recuerdas el Testamento viejo?
When they were building that Tower of Babel,
cuando estaban haciendo la Torre de Babilonia,
they all spoke with one language.
Todos hablaban una sola lengua.
They were climbing to try to reach God.
Estaban haciéndola para poder acercarse a Dios.
And it was when they were there
era cuando estaban ahí cerca,
that God confused their voices.
Que Dios confundió sus lenguas.
Now they couldn't speak to each other clearly.
Ahora no pueden hablarse a sí mismo.
It was confusion.
Era confusión.
Babylon has always been a place of confusion.
Babilonia siempre ha sido un lugar de confusión.
But nowadays they want to rebuild this city.
Pero ahora en día la quieren volver a hacer.
They want to make it a big tourist attraction.
La quieren hacer un centro turístico.
However,
como siempre,
as it always has been,
siempre ha sido,
it will be the center of wickedness.
Va a ser el centro de maldad.
And so this angel
este ángel
proclaims the fall
proclamó el caimiento
of Babylon. The third angel begins to speak about a warning and a promise. It says this, verse 9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and forever. And they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receives the mark of his name." This is a judgment to those that receive the mark of the beast.
Este va a ser un juicio de todos aquellos que reciben la marca.
In essence, or what's going to happen,
lo que va a pasar,
they're going to go to hell.
Ellos van a ir al infierno.
Not to heaven.
No, al cielo.
They have no hope of ever getting to heaven.
No tienen esperanza de ir al cielo.
They will go directly to hell when they die.
Van a ir directamente al infierno.
It's sad.
Triste.
Also, one thing to notice here.
También una cosa que tenemos que poner atención.
There are religions in the world today
que hay religiones en el mundo en estos días
that teach there is no hell.
Que enseñan que no hay infierno.
Not only that, some say that if they did go to hell,
que si ellos van al infierno,
they'll only burn for a while
se queman por un rato,
and then cease to exist, stop existing.
Y que mueren y ya no existen.
The Jehovah's Witnesses tell us that.
Los testigos de Jehová dicen eso.
There are some Seventh-day Adventists that say that.
Hay otras religiones que dicen eso.
Now, I noticed you said I said some. But if we believe the Scripture is true. Notice verse 11. Concerning what we were just talking about. It says, and the smoke of their torment ascends up, how long? Forever and ever. If it stopped, then why forever and forever?
Si dicen las religiones que para, ¿por qué aquí dice que por siempre?
It says, and they have no rest.
So no hay rest, no hay descanso.
Day nor night.
Día o noche.
And so the Scripture proclaims the truth.
So la Escritura proclama la verdad.
That hell,
que el infierno,
and ultimately the lake of fire,
y últimamente el lago de fuego,
is eternal.
Es eternal.
Every human being,
todo ser humano,
everyone,
todos,
has an eternal soul within.
Tiene una alma eternal dentro de él.
Our physical body,
nuestro cuerpo,
will die.
Va a morir.
It's mortal.
Es mortal.
But our soul,
alma,
is eternal.
Eternal.
It's the immortality of the human soul.
Es la inmortalidad del ser humano.
Every human will live forever.
Cada humano va a vivir por siempre.
However, the choice is left to us.
Pero
the decision.
La decisión va a ser de nosotros.
As far as where we will go.
De donde queremos ir.
Jesus made a way for all to be saved.
Cristo hizo un camino de nosotros tenemos que seguir.
All they have to do is receive the gift of salvation.
Todo lo que tenemos que hacer es recibir la salvación.
However,
pero, siempre,
those that don't receive the gift,
esos que no la reciben,
which would be given freely to them,
que es gratis para ellos,
if they don't receive it,
si ellos no la reciben,
they will go to hell.
Van a ir al infierno.
It's that simple.
Simple.
Either saved
salvo,
or unsaved.
Or no salvo.
One or the other.
Uno el otro.
No middle ground.
No hay entre el medio.
Holy
santo,
or unholy.
No santo.
But Jesus made the way.
Pero Jesucristo hizo el camino.
And he did it for us freely.
Lo hizo por nosotros gratis.
Praise the Lord.
Alabina.
We can go to heaven.
Vamos a ir al cielo.
We don't have to work to get there.
No tenemos que trabajar para
we all we have to do is receive him.
Tenemos que hacer recibirlo.
He makes us holy. He made us righteous.
Hallelujah.
He's made the way.
Él hizo el camino.
Jesus said,
Jesús dijo,
I am the way,
yo soy el camino,
the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
No hombre viene al Padre sino por mí.
Jesus is our answer. Thank God. These angels proclaimed judgment against those that receive the mark of the beast.
Estos ángeles proclaman juicio contra aquellos que reciben el sello de la bestia.
Verse 12,
verso 12
says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard the voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, or from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Oh, praise the Lord. There's a promise of rest for you and me.
Una promesa de descanso para ti, para mí.
If you've been washed in the blood,
tú has sido salvo en la sangre,
you are in the Lord.
Tú estás en Dios.
In Him.
In Him.
You see,
yes,
we can't stand by ourselves.
Nosotros no podemos esperarnos para solos.
By ourselves, we are unworthy.
No somos nada.
The Bible says all of the good things that we do
dice que todas las cosas buenas que hacemos
are like filthy rags.
Son como garras que no sirven.
Our righteousness will never be able to attain the righteousness of God.
Nuestros justos no, nunca van a alcanzar lo que como Dios es justo.
But when we are in the Lord,
cuando estamos en Dios,
when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
cuando aceptamos a Jesucristo como nuestro Salvador,
we were placed,
nosotros fuimos puestos,
by faith,
por fe,
into Christ.
En Dios.
So therefore,
por eso,
we don't stand in our righteousness,
no nos paramos en nuestra justicia.
We stand in His.
En él.
He has perfect righteousness.
Amen.
And because He has perfect righteousness,
tiene perfecta justicia,
we are perfect.
Nosotros somos perfectos.
Because He is perfect.
Porque él es perfecto.
We are in Him.
Nosotros estamos en él.
That's why we need Jesus.
Por eso necesitamos a Jesucristo.
One scripture says
dice
that we have put on Christ.
Que nosotros nos pusimos a Jesucristo.
It's like clothes we put on in the morning.
Es como ropa que nos ponemos en las mañanas.
We are robed with Christ.
Somos cubridos por Cristo.
So He makes us able to get into heaven. So those that don't put on His righteousness are not righteous. They can't stand before a holy God. God loves them,
Dios los ama,
but He is holy.
Pero él es santo.
Sin can't dwell in His presence.
pecado no puede estar en la presencia de Dios.
So we need to be made righteous.
Necesitamos ser justos.
And we're made righteous
y nacemos justos
by faith
por fe
in Christ alone.
En Cristo solo.
How many can say praise the Lord to that? Thank God. I don't stand in my own righteousness. I stand in His. We sometimes look at the preacher. And we think, wow, they must be super holy. No.
No.
Unrighteous.
Unjusto,
by ourselves.
Por nosotros mismos.
Christ makes us righteous.
Cristo nos hace justos.
Praise the Lord. He's the perfect one. Thank God. The next part of chapter 14,
la segunda parte del capítulo 14
brings out the battle of Armageddon.
Trae la guerra del Armageddon.
The big word, Armageddon. Anyways, it says in verse 14, as it describes what will take place, it describes the battle. Look what it says here, verse 14. The wrath of God is getting ready to be poured out. It says, "And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who was on the cloud, Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle to the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it to the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even under the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. That's 175 miles. And it begins to describe the wrath of God being poured out on the earth.
Este empieza a hablar del juicio de Dios sobre la tierra.
This will be displayed in a great battle.
Esto va a ser escuchado sobre una gran guerra.
This battle is known as the Battle of Armageddon.
Esta guerra va a ser hecha o conocida como la guerra de Armageddon.
Ezekiel the prophet described the same battle.
Ezequiel el profeta describe esto.
The Antichrist will gather the armies of all the earth together.
El anticristo va a agarrar
gather the armies of the earth together.
Va a poner todos los soldados de esta tierra juntos.
Not to fight against each other.
No para pelear contra ellos mismos.
But to fight against Christ.
Pero para pelear contra Cristo.
And his second coming.
Y su segunda venida.
They want to stop Jesus from coming to the earth.
Ellos quieren parar a Jesucristo de venir.
But the Bible says that Jesus will destroy the Antichrist without hand. The Bible says that he will destroy him with the spirit of his mouth. Not even a battle. For who can make war against Jesus Christ?
¿Quién puede hacer guerra contra Jesucristo?
He'll just speak the word.
Yeah.
And he will be destroyed.
Y él va a ser destruido.
The book of Daniel describes
el libro de Daniel describe
that the Antichrist
el anticristo
will die without hand.
Morirá sin mano.
And so it's going to be amazing.
Va a ser grande.
Victory
victoria
is on the Christ side. And we are in on His side. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ooh, the clock. Have mercy. Man. Isn't it nice?
No está suave?
Having it, how do you say, with translation. Brother Jaime is doing a good job. Praise the Lord. You know, when you think about it, this should be done a lot more.
Yes.
Maybe we'll get a lot more of the Spanish-speaking community in our church. Because all we do is talk in English, but it's good to have it translated. Do you know what it does? It actually helps those of us that don't understand Spanish well to learn Spanish.
Amen.
Amen? And it also helps those that understand Spanish learn English.
Amen.
It actually works good both ways.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so thank you. Thank you, Brother Jaime. Can you help out with the sermon too?
Yeah.
Good, good. That'll help out. Praise the Lord. Well, let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
And we're going to ask for God's blessing upon the remainder of our service. Lord, we thank You for all that You have done today. I pray that You would truly bless, Lord God, the remainder of our time together. We do ask that, Lord, You would be the one exalted and glorified here in our midst. I thank You for Brother Jaime, Lord, helping with interpreting, translating, Lord, the English. Lord, I pray that You'd bless him, Lord. I pray that, Lord, You would truly make this to be something that we can do even more. And I thank You, Lord God, for his family visiting us from Texas. I pray that, Lord, You would truly bless them while they're here. Lord, I do ask that, Lord, You'd let all that we've studied today truly find place within our hearts and help us, Lord, always to be ready to tell others, to be ready for the coming of Jesus. Lord, again, bless the remainder of our time together. We thank You for all that You have done in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. 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 Praise the Lord.